personal note, well done on your first goal for the club, but it's a real choker in the end to lose that game.
Yeah, it don't really count for much, to be honest. You know, we wanted a point at least. You know, I thought we played really well today. I really did think we did. And, you know, we've been punished for a couple of mistakes. And, you know, sometimes that's the way it goes. But, yeah, great feeling when I scored. But ultimately, at the end of it, it counts for nothing. We lost the game, so...
You are, I mean, for at least an hour, Plymouth didn't look like a team second in the table, to be fair. I think, you know, they were making mistakes and you looked in control of the game, you know, so if you can draw positives from that, then, yeah, you know, you've more than matched the side at the top end of the table.
I think that's the positive. I think we passed them off the pitch. I think, you know, the full-backs and the centre-halves for them were just getting it and lumping it. Big man up top, just knocking it down. And like you said, for 60 minutes, we dealt with that quite well. And obviously, on the flip side of that, when we had it, I thought we played some nice stuff. But ultimately, goals win games, and you know they've nicked one at the end, and you know maybe that's why they are where they are. They're clinical, and you know, took the chances when they come.
What about you, girl? It's a nice move, actually. I mean, I think fans, you know, wouldn't have blamed Lewis Young if he'd put the ball straight into the box when he got it, but he's just taken a touch, looked up, obviously picked out your run perfectly.
Yeah. I see when Lewis got to the byline, and I think it was Collo that busted the gut to come across to the near post, and I've sort of checked my run and come back, and obviously when Young has had that touch, I've pulled out at the sort of same time. It's good timing and great ball across. You know, I just had to get a good connection, and fortunately for me, it's gone in, and yeah, I was delighted. But obviously, you know, sour taste after that. You know, we should have at least got a point, but Friday we need to get at Cheltenham. Big two games. You know, quick turnaround. Friday, Monday. So we need to get over that 51 point. Barrett, and you know, that's what we'll be looking to do.
Interesting, there's a couple of games here. There's the Doncaster game here, and obviously today, when you've actually really played well against the sides at the top of the table.
Yeah, maybe because they're a bit more expansive. I think, you know, they come and they try and they're not so they don't really double up as much. They're confident in the 1-1 defending. Whereas if you play, you know, like a sort of down there dogfight, you know, they're doubling up and tripling up, you know, like we did when I come on against Newport. You know, I think that's the difference. But yeah, I think we need to dust ourselves down and not go home too negative, because, like I said, I thought we did play some good stuff for 60 minutes, and the gaffer agreed. Maybe the decision with Collo looked a bit soft for me. I'm not too sure. I haven't seen it, but I think he's trying to hold him off. I can't see. I think the referee said that he's caught him in the chin. I definitely didn't see that. So I don't know if we're trying to get that. Can we get that overturned for two yellows? I'm not too sure we can. So there you go. That's another kick in the teeth, really, because obviously we missed Collo Friday. But no, I thought, like I said, we matched them, more than matched them for 60 minutes. But we need to just cut out silly errors, you know, and be more compact offensively as a team, to not concede goals, and you know, obviously we don't have Collo for the next game, but with the likes of Collo and Reece and people, we're going to score goals.